Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Thursday. Hello, human.
Hi.
Oh, you sound so peppy.
Oh, I am.
Oh, good.
Of course. How are you?
Just wonderful. How is Christina?
She's good.
Good.
She's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing to report.
Oh, no big bruises or?
No big bruises.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to see a picture.
There's
any bruises?
There's no picture. There's nothing. I don't know what
Thank
to say.
Thank goodness. My God.
Yeah.
Must have
been so
scary. Well, she's
so
doggone healthy.
I know.
So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Her body can adjust to that kind of accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yuzi went to Rob Thomas last night.
I did.
What are you doing? What happened to you?
He did.
Are you okay? You went out at night?
I went out at night. I went out the house other than work.
Why?
This one time.
Are you in trouble? Did anything go wrong?
No.
Did you get hit
Did
by
you get
a car?
Kicked out?
No.
You got kicked out?
No, of course not.
Someone outside your window entice you outside? What's going on? Don't tell me Johnny V took you.
No, and doggone it, it happened on a night. John was off yesterday.
Oh, no.
Because he had to work on Monday, and so he's usually off Monday, Tuesday, so those are my John days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, I planned this thing on Wednesday. I went with Luciana, our friend Luciana.
Oh,
she's so into music and food.
Oh,
and
my God, she really is.
Like, that's
yeah.
her thing. She has a blog, Instagram. Like, that's what she does. So I'm like, hey, he's here. She's like, I love him. I noticed on Facebook that she's going to his concert. And I'm like, hey, do you want to come with? And she's, yeah. You know, that's
like, you can come with, but you're
says.
Driving me. I'm really more coming with you.
No. I was like, because she lives sort of halfway. So I was like, I'll take an Uber into the city. Meet me at the location down the street.
Yeah. Can we say where it was?
I don't,
it's a private club.
I don't know.
It's not like people can just walk in there or anything.
That's true. I don't know.
It's the battery. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Well, the thing about the battery, too, is that... If you've ever been lucky enough to go in there,
mm-hmm.
It's really nice, but it's multiple levels. And so you had to walk up like three or four flights of stairs just to get to this little private room where Rob Thomas was doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually surprised you went because the battery's dark.
It's dark. As soon as I walked in the door, I go, flashlight.
Turn that light on, right.
Mag light.
Surprised they didn't say, no.
She'd go, yes.
Yeah.
I understand what the problem is, but they're weird there.
No, they are weird there.
Immediately when you walk in, the Alice people are there. And I told the person at the front, I go, hey, I have trouble seeing. I'm going to put my flashlight on.
Oh, you actually.
I always tell people. Because otherwise they think I'm a weirdo.
Right.
Like, oh, what are you doing, lady?
I'm looking for my contact.
I don't know. I'd like to see. How about that? And so so we walk in, the Alice girls are there, everything's cool. We go upstairs and we take pictures with Rob. He was so chatty. We're standing in line and he is talking to everyone that comes up to him.
Oh, so everyone got a little.
I did not because no cameras are allowed. No phones, cameras are allowed. And only the guy, Mark, who does our photos.
I know.
He was there. So sweet. He's such a nice man. I think he had a broken hand, too.
Oh, God.
I know. I didn't. He scuba diving accident, something.
Oh.
And so, so I respect that. And I make sure and tell everyone, hey, no, don't. You can't have your phone.
Yeah, no.
You can see it on
cameras.
Radio Alice tomorrow. So later today, pictures.
So people
will be posted.
Can grab the photos from there if they really want them, but they weren't allowed to
But
take
he
their own.
Was chatting, and like poor Mark's trying to take a picture. You know how it is. Two people standing, and little Rob Thomas is right
a little.
There.
Is he little?
You know, I don't know. He's maybe 5'8". I don't know.
So he's like a little bit taller than Vinny then?
Maybe. Yeah,
we're just going to start this
little,
first thing in the morning.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, everyone.
So little Rob, he's like talking to everyone, and Mark's trying to, hey,
Smile. Look over here.
Over here. But Rob's having a good time, and people are telling him stories. That one time I saw you, and he's eating it up. And it was so pleasant. It was just wonderful to see a music artist as big as him be so genuine to people.
That's
and
great.
And so I get up here. I get up, and Luciana's telling him some story. I'm like, you know, hey, yeah, my name's Yuzette. Hi, nice to meet you. This is my girlfriend, Luciana. Yeah, you know how she is.
I do.
And I'm standing there, and I'm looking at Mark, and I'm feeling bad for him. And so
feeling bad for him.
I'm feeling bad because he's snapping pictures, but Rob is not looking anywhere at the camera. And you want a good photo.
Sure.
So I finally went, hey, Rob, look at the camera. And I, like, push his face. I go, look at the camera.
Oh, you touched his face.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's like, oh, okay. I go, okay, great, thanks. Come on.
Come on, Luciana.
Yeah. And then so it starts about 5:30. So
it was
early,
so it's
Vinny.
A small room.
It's a small room, but maybe 100 people because we had listeners and people from the Battery.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and by the way, presented by Fremont Bank.
Oh, thank you, Fremont
Bank. Hi, ladies. They're going to be doing a lot of our lounges, I guess.
Oh, fine.
They've signed up. So Fremont Bank. Those girls are so awesome. They're just super sweet.
So, but it was, Yuzi was saying that it was just blisteringly hot in there.
Like everyone's dripping. Everyone's dripping sweat coming down because it's just so packed and hot in there.
Yeah.
But
that's
he was joking. He was telling jokes. It's, you know, I run hot as it is.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
She was like, she just had to give up. She had to give herself over to it. That's it. I'm just going to be dripping sweat.
I actually had a drink in my hand, and I was holding on to it because it was cold, and I kept moving it around. Finally, I did this.
Put it between your boobs and just held it in your chest?
Uh-huh.
That's a good place for it. Warms it up fast, though.
Well,
you melt
and it
the
gave
ice.
Me a chance to clap.
Sure.
Too, so that
right.
was good.
Hard to clap with a drink in your hand. So they stood the whole time, you know, and we're, you know, standing
like
40, there sweating.
He kept doing two more songs. He's telling people the Battery, two more. Because I guess you're only supposed to do like three or something.
Oh.
Two more. And then he's telling jokes in between. And
God, he's having a ripper of a time.
He's drinking his wine. It was just hilarious. And then he's yelling out, okay, what do you want next? And they're yelling out songs. And some guy goes, and I'm thinking, Eagles. And some guy goes, Freebird! And he starts playing Freebird. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And then he breaks into Boys of Summer song. Oh. I'm like, oh, did you hear me? Did you hear what I just said, even though I didn't say it out loud? Don Henley.
Sure, yeah. After the boys
and everybody's
of summer
singing along.
Have gone. It was so he was just having a great time.
He was having a great time.
We've had a few good situations with him. Like, he is just a consummate, he just wants to be on stage. He loves people. Like, that's great. How nice that you
he's
went.
Telling a story about Mick Jagger. He keeps Mick Jagger's voicemail on his phone to impress people.
Oh.
His
did he play
answering
for you guys?
Machine.
It's impressive.
No, he did
yeah.
not.
That
yeah.
is impressive.
I'd be saving
good
that
for
too.
Him.
And there was someone else. He goes, yeah, I know so-and-so. I have her on my phone. And we're like laughing. He goes, yeah, I'm that big. Yes, you are.
You know, I actually think that seems, maybe I'm wrong, but the guy's there. You're here. I'm here. Let's have some fun.
Let's have fun.
You'd think he'd want to do more songs than do three and be gone.
Like, oh, yeah. He just kept going.
I know. And I'm saying, though, to me, like when we see those things get put together and the person actually does three and leaves, you go, you're not
you
even
just wonder,
warmed
like,
up.
Aren't you having fun? But you know what? For some people, it's work, and for some people, it's just their life. And they, you know, here's the thing about a guy like Rob Thomas, too. You go and see a show like that. Like, how many times have you seen some band in an intimate setting and they're into it and they're engaged with the crowd and they're having a good time and you become a lifelong fan?
Yeah.
Even if you're not, you know, traveling around the country to see them, like, to you, they're important. And, you know, it's like a war of attrition. Like, you just keep gathering these people to you, and before you know it, you can keep going with it. You know, anytime he comes to town, there's going to be 100 at least. I mean, obviously way more than that.
Yeah.
Rabid fans were like, I got to go to that show. The last time I saw him, he was amazing.
He gets it.
Yeah.
He reminded me a lot of Matt Nathanson, where the joking in between songs comes in and telling stories.
It's as fun as listening to the music.
It's really neat.
Yeah. Matt is really good at that. Too. He actually really seems to want to be there and he engages.
Fronty's the same way in that Fronty's farming his audience around
the
world, like at all times. Yep. And he's really good with his Instagram,
too. Oh, like, he's posting all the time.
Active and into it and talks right into the camera like he's talking to you. And
like, that baby is huge, though.
Oh, that kid
looks
like he
can drive. That
baby's
the same age as yours, right? Or
younger.
Little in between, but
younger.
That baby's gigantic. Big.
Yeah, well, you know, they're both tall people.
Yeah,
you know,
she's tall,
be a,
too, right?
Going to be a very tall baby.
Right. Yeah.
Baby seems real happy. Mm-hmm. They seem very happy. I actually love seeing him. So he really does share his family, like, just right out there.
Speaking of, they made a post, I don't know how long ago, maybe a week, but she was like, she'd written something like, we love hard and we fight hard and we, and I was all,
fight.
I don't, I just don't see it in them, but everyone does have their quarrels.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
Maybe she means, like, fight the fight. The world
no,
and trying
I think,
to
well,
justice
she might have.
In
I
the
could,
world.
I'm not the. I, it wouldn't be the first time I misunderstood something. But I think she was talking about their relationship.
Interesting.
And saying that, you know, we he travels. And but it was surprising to hear that. And refreshing, I guess. I think most people would go, you guys fight hard.
Mm. Well, they don't fight in public. And that's a plus.
Yeah.
No one wants to
no
see that.
No one wants that. Uh-huh. And God, the worst is when some couple is fighting in front of you, or like, you ever been trapped in the backseat of a car and the couple that's
yes.
driving you is fighting? And
I think
then
you've
they
told us a few times.
Then they try to pull you into the fight, like the you know the wife turns. She goes, "Don't you agree?" Blah, blah. I'm like,
please don't.
Just
my
pretend I'm not
on.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm not. You know, I'm not joining your battle. I'm not being in this fight. It's already embarrassing enough.
I watched this couple from the backseat one time that we knew, and the guy was he was definitely poking this girl. His wife, I think, actually. He's poking her and poking, and I'm like, that's so... And she finally unloads on him, and I was like, okay, now you've gone too far. Like, and she's being so mean, but he asked for it, and you're in the middle of it, and you just want to go home. Mm-hmm. Not having fun.
One time.
You're right.
One time.
It's awful.
In the backseat of a car. John and I were in the backseat of... a friend's car, and actually you know the friend, I'll tell you who it is afterwards when we're not on the air, but the couple's fighting in the front seat, and the husband starts lashing out at me, starts like pulling me into and saying really mean things, and I'm trapped
to, you?
To me
as you're there quiet in front of your husband too, by the way.
Yeah, no, we were both like, you know, leave us out of this, and I just went quiet, and I mean we were on kind of a long trip with them. And this was maybe day two.
Yuck.
It was not a lovely situation by any effing stretch. So, a word to the wise. Don't fight in front of people
okay,
who you
right.
consider
right.
to be your friends.
Yeah,
so back to,
keep it quiet.
What's his bucket?
Rob Thomas.
So, so he finishes the show.
So
and-
he finishes. Oh, and I was sort of standing in the middle, and this girl goes, she looks at me, points at me, and then tells me
come
over,
with me.
And I grab her hand in between people, and she pulls me to her up front. And then Luciano's so darn short, so I go, hey, can my girl get up in front of you girls? So she's this tall, and all of us are that tall. And so afterwards, she's like, hey, can we hang out? And I'm like, sure. Go, let's go get shots after.
Oh my God,
oh
you
my
said.
Oh my Lord.
Jesus.
So
that'd be the last thing I'd be like, no, I'm getting, you know what I'm getting? An Uber.
Well, you know, it's still, the night is young.
What time was it?
They
like want to
hang out. Yeah, at this point. So, yeah. You know, it's
you
light
nap?
Out and it's light. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I went home immediately
right.
and took a couple hour nap.
Nice.
And so that's why I'm all. Ee.
So this was the plan the whole time. Yesterday.
Yeah, you didn't tell us anything about it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't even think about it.
Oh.
So I tell the girls, okay, hey, meet me. Tiffany and Colleen, they're teachers, by the way.
Hey, teachers.
And their principal, Steven, got them hooked on us.
Oh.
So they all listen, and so it's a good time. And so I say, hey, meet us out front. Go out front. We walk over to Studio G. Over here.
Oh, there's another bar I don't know about around here.
Grumpy's.
Oh, Studio G.
Studio G.
I got it.
Studio G.
I'm like, what the hell
so
are
we
you
walk
talking
over
about?
To Studio G.
Boy, Grumpy's, man.
No point in having a pass or a code word, though, if we have to ask about it.
I suppose that's true.
We just ruined it.
And so we, you know, belly up to the bar. I had a drink and a shot. A lot of Alice people were there. And so Krista comes over, you know, one of our sales ladies who lives right next door to me, basically. She's like, hey, I got to go do some work. I'm going to come back and get you, take you home so you don't have to take Uber. I'm like, excellent. I'll take another shot. And so that was it. She comes in. She says, all right, you ready? I'm like, yeah, let's go. All right, bye. Luciana stays and hangs out with the girls for a little while. She takes her Uber home. So
that's great.
Everybody was Ubering.
There's a whole other world going on out there.
There really is, Vinny.
I mean, I get home. It's still light out. I'm like, okay, good night.
At 6:30, I was walking home from the sushi I went to with my brother and sister-in-law.
Yum.
I did have one Sapporo at dinner.
With the big one?
No, the little one. But it's always a mistake because then I sit down and watch Survivor by myself. And
they don't watch?
No, well, they weren't going to watch it with me. But John, on Wednesday, we haven't been able to watch any of the Good Wednesday shows together for like a year because of my son's school schedule and the fact that he doesn't have a license. Shame. So I sit down and I start fading during Survivor, which sucks. But then all of a sudden, this crazy effing thing happened. And I was wide awake, like, what the hell's happening? Oh, my God!
What was the thing?
Did you watch it?
Oh,
you missed
right.
it.
No,
you did.
No,
see
I
it.
Watched it.
Okay.
So what I, it's funny that you say that, though, that you were falling asleep. I watched 40 minutes of it, and now my youngest, well, my youngest is 7 months. My daughter, the 5-year-old, wants to watch it with us.
Oh.
So the three of us are watching it
great.
On the couch. I don't think I don't think she really knows what's going on, but she just likes to be with mom and dad, and this is her little excuse.
And she can stay up past 8 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but at 8:40, I just went, I'm going to finish this in the morning, and did.
Yeah.
That show just continues to get, and did you watch The Coming Attractions?
Mm-hmm. What's going on there? What's happening there?
If you hear Jeff say, well, I've never seen this before, you know something's going down.
Oh, man.
So what was the big thing that happened last night?
Well, because...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it is a spoiler. I think we can talk about it, though, because it didn't have any effect on who was booted out or anything. This chick, Lauren, who, by the way, she's so cute.
Let's see.
I don't know. Maybe she's of drinking age, but she looks even younger than that.
Lauren is 21, from Bakersfield, currently lives in Waco, Texas, and is a student at Baylor University.
Baylor, right.
But she's super cute.
She seems very sweet. She's, you know, not like the hardest player or anything, but she's, you know, she's got a little game going on, and she's very, she's been complaining from the beginning about nausea and stuff.
She says the rice is making her sick.
Right. She's like, I know I need to eat it, but the rice is making me sick. So she's already not getting any food. And then the food that's available, she doesn't want to eat.
The Survivor diet, though, has turned her into a supermodel.
Oh, she's a supermodel. No question. She's a bunch of them
that's
are.
That's the only good thing for me about Survivor. If I went on there, I'd be like,
yeah.
You cannot believe.
These people drop 30 pounds.
I bet.
She could walk right onto a runway.
Oh, my God. And they'd be like, you know, you're a little too skinny. You need to
eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah. That guy David's turned into a supermodel, too. How about his legs in that challenge? I was like, holy chicken sticks. Those are some skinny-ass legs right there. So they're doing this challenge. And here's the thing about it. It looks really hard. They have you standing on a beam. On your toes only, right? So you're just standing on your toes. Above you is another beam, and you have a block, and they're set to the exact heights of these people, right? So that so everyone has the same distance to push up. You're holding the block between your head and the top beam by standing on your tiptoes. You have to push up with your calves the entire time.
Where are your hands?
They are unable to assist you. So, in fact, if you touch the frame that's around you, you're out. Mm. You have to balance and push and just, I don't know, reach deep within yourself to find the I mean, these people, I think the whole thing went over 30 minutes. Mm. Like, if you can imagine having to push up actively on your tiptoes to hold a block in place that's between your head and this beam. Because if you relax even for a second, the block just falls off your head. So, they're... I don't know. What do you think? 30 minutes at least into this challenge? And she's been going, ooh, I feel dizzy. Ooh, everything's spinning. And all of a sudden she goes, I can't see anything
oh, no.
right now. And she looks just glazed and unfocused. And then she falls off this beam. Like, I mean, it's only a foot or two above the ground. And there's sand. I mean, she wasn't hurt in the fall.
She fell forward?
But she did. And she just passed out. And then she didn't come around for a while either. Like, the whole med crew comes in. And they're, you know, calling her name. And then meanwhile, back at the challenge, which is happening right there, there's only two people left at this point. And the one girl...
Do they even move? Like, it would be hard to not... to want to help her.
The two people did stay up. There was only two people left at this point, so she was one of the final three, the girl who passed out. And the one girl starts trying to negotiate with the other one to drop. Like, come on, man, I really need this. Mm-hmm. You know I'm on the bottom. You know, you asked me to trust you, but she wants her to... And everyone's going... Can you please shut up? The girl's, like, on the ground. Like, medical's 4 feet in front of her, like, trying to fix this girl and get her back to, you know, consciousness even. And this girl's like, yeah, that. I'm good at blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I need you to drop. Blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my God. It did feel somewhat distasteful.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think so at all.
Oh, I felt
in fact,
like
one of the things that you're in a competition for $1 million.
Yeah, but there's, you know, the whole medical thing happening right
now. Well,
they
didn't kill her. They're not the ones that killed her.
It just did seem like, you know, try to have some concern for other people.
I actually thought it was dumb because why would anyone give her a win?
Right.
She's on the outs. Like, to even ask for that is one of those sort of, you already know you're on the outs. Mm. Why would you think anyone would give you anything?
Desperate.
Right. Well, dur. Yeah, I mean, I guess you ask.
Yeah.
Have
nothing else to
no?
lose,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
But yeah, I didn't.
So then what did they, she regains?
Oh, so she was fine. I don't want to say how the thing came out in case anybody hasn't seen it.
That wasn't the worst one, but there are a few challenges. I think strategically it would be best for anyone to say, to fall out early because of the cramping.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the self-injury that might come of what you're doing. It's probably better to say, I'm not going to cramp my legs up and find myself losing and effed for the next challenge because mm-hmm. I can't get my legs or feet back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple that where you're on your toes or feet or where your feet have to sit on a block of wood.
Right. It's like just the edge of a block of
right.
wood.
Right. Where you're, I would
you're just
think,
like, oh, that's going to be
I'm
lasting
better off.
Effect.
I would totally be cramping.
I'm
yeah.
better off mm-hmm. giving up this challenge than giving up my feet.
Right.
For the rest of the 40 days.
Right.
So
I'm going to need those in the next challenge.
It looked painful.
The tribal council was also absolutely epic. They do such a great job in the editing room of Survivor. Oh, my God, it's 10 past.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep going. KLSC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Ellis, Morning Show. We're going to just stay right here. but they do such a good job in the editing room of putting that show together that you really... You almost never are 100% sure who's going to go home. They've put enough doubt in your mind and they've shown enough potential outcomes that you pay attention to what these people are saying and try to get clues from it. And then they go and vote. And when the vote's revealed, I'm 9 times out of 10. I'm like, oh, you know, that's not exactly how I thought it was going to go. Or someone completely else gets voted out.
I'm still waiting. I'm trying to find his name. Oh, Eric Hafferman. I'm still waiting for you guys to talk about him.
Well, Eric is a player. He's a quiet player, though.
He made the news last night.
He sure did make the news. He did make the news last night. So.
Hey, tell me off air.
We will tell you off air. So, but if you're watching it, we're trying not to spoil anything for you. And, other, you know, something that went down during the challenge, I suppose, doesn't really spoil the outcome of anything. But yes, Eric made headlines last night.
Uh-oh.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.